this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 305 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention, and tell you that I don't know where to start. As you know, this has been the week of the anarchists attacking the Capitol. George Carlin, one of my comedy heroes and one of the greatest social commenters we've ever had, had a famous quote, joke, whatever you want to call it. He said, "Never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups." I think we're seeing that on display all across the country. Sadly, it went to the Capitol and the attack on the Capitol. But I will say this, and those who have listened to me for any length of time know this has been my view on all of these white supremacists and Boogaloo Boys and Proud Boys and any of these other groups. They're a bunch of cowards. They're a bunch. Yeah, the funny thing is to call them stupid people in large groups, but ultimately, they're a bunch of cowards. Now, I want to play this track, and hopefully you can hear it, and tell you this is who these people really are. This is one of the anarchists. They call themselves protesters. I hate using that word. How about we use the word thugs? This is one of the thugs who was at the Capitol when they attacked, and he went to the airport, and he found out that as a terrorist, you join the no-fly list, and you cannot get on a plane. Listen to this. So I hope you could hear that. He was just crying at the airport saying they called him a terrorist and they ruined my fucking life. I can't get on a plane. Yeah, that's right. That's right. When you're a terrorist, you can't get on a plane. It's called the no-fly list. That's how it works. Some months ago, the head of Homeland Security said that white supremacists are the number one terrorist group, the biggest danger to the United States of America are these white supremacists. And make no mistake, this is true. Are they white supremacists? Well, you saw them carrying their Confederate flags into the Capitol, right? Now, I don't know what part of Southern heritage they were celebrating that day. No, these people are terrorists, anarchists, whatever you want to call it. And if that's who you choose to be, then there are penalties involved. Now, here's another group, just cowards. These Congress people talking big shit, and cowards, okay? Peter Mayhew, whatever, from Michigan, says he feared for his life and he wished he had a gun at the Capitol. Bullshit. If you're a Trumper, if you're a Trump supporter, and Trump supporters were breaking into the Capitol, why were you afraid to stand in front of them? You compare these asshats to Black Lives Matter. Well, if you notice, when there was a Black Lives Matter protest, Congress people were not afraid to meet the protesters, okay? Maxine Waters, John Lewis, may he rest in peace, et cetera, were never afraid to meet the people who were out there marching. Same thing with Lauren Boebert from Colorado, when she was talking about, I'm going to bring my Glock to Washington. Where were you? Where were you? When these protesters broke into the Capitol, you guys were running and hiding and do just like every other Congress. You weren't stepping up. Listen, not a lot of people are brave. I respect bravery. But these people are straight up cowards. And you see that once, every time they're alone, their cowardice shows. Now, I'm sure there are some of them that probably do have some bravery, some, you know. The woman who was killed was ex-Air Force, and I have no sympathy. I'm sorry. I have no sympathy. You attack the Capitol, you get killed. You know what? It's a war. There are casualties. You declared war on America, and you found out that somebody at the Capitol had bullets. And while we're talking about that, where were the Capitol Police, and where were the rubber bullets? I mean, do we need to start a GoFundMe? Perhaps we do. Perhaps we can start a GoFundMe and get some rubber bullets for the Capitol Police, because obviously they ran out of them. They had plenty last summer. They had them when they had to clear the front of a church so Trump could hold a Bible upside down and give his little bullshit speech. They had plenty of tear gas and rubber bullets and billy clubs, but they didn't seem to have any last week. So maybe we need to raise some money. Maybe they're running low, and perhaps we could run a GoFundMe. They're cowards. Here in L.A., and I said this before, don't think that this is just the red states or just the South. These emboldened, cowardly racists are everywhere. And here in downtown L.A., unfortunately, there was a bunch of a racist Trumpy mob, same day as the Capitol protests, and there's a black woman. She lived, her name is Berlinda Nebo, 25 years old, and she lives in downtown L.A. She was walking past a, quote, Stop the Steal protest, that's what they call it, stolen election, blah, blah, blah. And she took out her phone, and she was, like, videoing it. And then, of course, they started yelling White Lives Matter, dropping N-bombs. She told them to leave her alone, that they should be wearing masks. And they surrounded her, and they started attacking her. And one of them thought she was badass because she tore the woman's wig off and said, I got my first scalp. And there's a picture of a large black man with his arms wrapped around her. And they said he was attacking. No, actually, he was carrying her to safety. He picked her up to get her away from this mob, which gives you an idea of how small she was, that you could just pick her up like that, you know. And it's not saying she's small. It's saying the difference in strength between a man and a woman. And this is no knock against women. And I know there are plenty of strong women, but this woman in particular, physically was small. But you know what? They wouldn't attack a man. I'm 6'3". 260 on a good day, 270 when I'm fat. And right now I'm fat. They wouldn't attack me. They simply wouldn't, because I'm not going to beat up 30 people. I'm not Superman, but somebody's going to get hit. Somebody's going to get hurt. And not even me. They wouldn't attack a 200-pound man. They wouldn't attack the average black man, who I think the average for black man is about 6 feet, 200, maybe 190, something like that. They wouldn't try it. No, but a 5'4" woman? Oh, yeah, we're badasses. They're fucking cowards, okay? Only in large groups do they find any... I have zero respect for these people. And a coward without a gun, when they have a gun, just becomes a coward with a gun, okay? Peter Meijer, or whatever his name is, Lauren Boebert from Colorado, Congress people, you're cowards. You're cowards. And if you have a gun, you're just a coward with a gun. You didn't stand up for the Capitol. You didn't walk toward the mob that was attacking the Capitol building. You ran away. And then, and this is what's really funny, not only do they run and hide, they have the nerve to blame the Capitol Police for not protecting them. They have the nerve to blame Nancy Pelosi for not getting the Capitol Police to protect them. When the National Guard was called, it was defense that told them not to come. So not only are you a coward, you're going to blame the people you're attacking for not protecting you. That's how insane this is, and that is how well manipulated these crowds of idiots are by the people truly in power, the people truly who know what's going on. And I don't even give that much credit to Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is just a megalomaniac egotist, but there are people behind him who are smarter than him, who are truly manipulating all of this. Now, these followers listen to Trump because Trump, and I said this about Sarah Palin, who is another idiot. They're idiots. They don't know anything about the issues. They don't know what they're talking about, but they are masters of manipulating the media. And they manipulated the media, and they got it to this point. Trump, through use of Twitter and social media, has got it to this point that these pawns will sacrifice themselves. Now, some of these people are going to jail. And again, I'm going to read the week's headlines that I pull up. Again, if you're a listener, you know how I do this. I spend the week pulling up news stories, adding them to my Flipboard. And then once a week, I talk about them in my podcast. And I'm going to go over some of these. But getting back to my point about these people being pawns, they're going to jail, not for long enough. The charges are minor, things like trespassing and entering a federal building. Again, when Trump was sending his secret police to arrest the protesters in Portland, he had this executive order and said that if you attack a federal building or a federal statue, you should go to jail for 10 years. And I don't see any of these charges are talking about 10 years. I didn't see the secret police. I think D.C., the Washington, D.C. area, Dulles Airport, Reagan National, whatever, they must have run out of unmarked rental vans. That must be it, right? That the secret police couldn't rent the vans that they used when they were snatching people off the street in Portland. When the secret police were driving around, snatching people off the streets in Portland, they were doing it in unmarked rental vans. And I guess they didn't have any of those in D.C., so they couldn't grab the guy wearing horns and a big furry fucking hat. Ugh. So I'm just going to go through this quick, and then I'm going to talk a little more about it. People have asked what I thought. I can't even sum up my thoughts. It's just too much. But just going through this really quick. Headline: newly sworn in Republican House member, I regret not being bringing my gun to D.C. I already talked about him. Democrats officially introduce impeachment article. Talk radio owners order conservative host to temper election fraud rhetoric. Let me continue. Amazon delivers a killing blow to the pro-Trump social network Parler. As you know, Trump was banned from Twitter, so Parler is this right-wing social media network, but the servers are owned by Amazon, so they shut them down. The PGA strips major championship from Trump-owned golf course. He was bragging about storming the Capitol until the arrest started. I like this. This is another one of their cowards. This idiot, Christopher Drew, has a right-wing podcast, and he was talking smack. Quote, just got back from storming the Capitol. Then he saw the FBI was arresting insurrectionists, and suddenly he said that he was just having a sandwich, sitting on the lawn, watching it. Yeah. Like I say, cowards. Let me continue. This is just headlines. Ted Cruz faces fierce backlash. 71% of Americans don't trust him to protect democracy. I think that's low. At least 20 suspected ringleaders charged in capital terrorism. Jake Angley, the shirtless horned hat rioter, tells FBI he joined Capitol riot at the request of the president. And on and on. Trump mob chases Lindsey Graham from the airport, yelling traitor. I told you they like to chant. Yeah, that Lindsey Graham was trying to fly out. They called him traitor, traitor, traitor. And on. And this is just this week. It is. I'm not going to say it's beyond belief, because it's not beyond belief. It was expected. It was the next step. I said that I didn't think they'd get violent, but they did. A police officer was killed by the mob, as I understand. They were beaten with a fire extinguisher, but I'm not sure exactly how. I will say this, that these are the same people. Remember, last summer, they were yelling Blue Lives Matter. They were yelling Blue Lives Matter. Blue Lives Mattered right up until they decided to kill a cop. Then suddenly, I guess the blue life didn't matter. There was one white woman, they were hassling a black woman cop. Again, you challenge black women at your own risk, okay? Ask Stacey Abrams, ask Kamala Harris, ask Michelle Obama, ask Oprah, ask, and on and on. You challenge a black woman at your own risk. This white woman was talking shit to a black woman cop. She got her busted right in her nose, picture of her bloody nose. She got punched, and her daughter, who apparently is a young gay woman, outed her mother's name, her aunt and uncle's name, her mom threw her out of the house because she wanted to go to a Black Lives Matter protest. And the daughter called out mom. The daughter's Helena Duke called out Therese Duke, her mother, on Twitter saying, "Oh, you said the Black Lives Matter protest was going to be violent. You wouldn't let me go. You threw me out of the house." Yeah, that's kudos to young Helena Duke for calling out her mom on her bullshit. Let's talk about the so-called government. I mentioned Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz endorsed this. Ted Cruz, even after this protest and the destruction and shutdown of the Capitol, still voted against the electoral vote, against the election results. Make no mistake, these people are going, these Republicans are going against, you know, they always talk about states' rights, the will of the people, small government, federal government overstepping its bounds, et cetera, et cetera. These people are saying that states run in elections, people who voted, their votes shouldn't be counted, that they should just ignore their votes and give Trump the presidency. So make no mistake, that's what these clowns are saying. Now, Hawley from Missouri, I think Hawley's going to lose his job because Hawley's a rookie. He's new to the Senate. Unfortunately, Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham have been there too long. And can we please get some kind of term limits? There's no reason for senators to last 30 and 40 years. My opinion, 3 terms, that would be 18 years. That's plenty. 4 terms, 24 years at the most, but they shouldn't be there that long. These senators who have been there for 30 and 40 years, and on both sides, Democrats also. Dianne Feinstein shouldn't still be a senator, not because she's bad at her job or a bad person, but because she's 87 years old and she's been there too long and you're out of touch. And the founding fathers, the sacred, worshipped founding fathers, had no intent. Back then, you didn't live that long. Are you kidding? Ain't nobody living 40, 50 years back then. But even if you did, they never planned for leadership to last that long. The Congress and the Senate were supposed to be working people who went to the government, participated for a few years, for a couple of terms, and went back to working. Sadly, most of our government, all they work on is fundraising for the next election. But Hawley, I don't think he has the connections to survive this. I think they're going to make this, the Republicans are going to make the sacrifice of him. These young Congress people talking shit are they'll stay only because their constituency is so small. And their constituency is quite often as crazy as them or not keeping track of how crazy they are. So that's what I think. That's what I hope. I don't know. There's so much to this. The horned hat guy, by the way, they do have a picture of him shaking Giuliani's hand. So when they claim we don't know this, because this is another thing that a lot of Republicans are doing now that's really kind of funny. There were 147 Republicans in Congress that voted to try to keep Trump in power. Okay, and it was based on lies about the election and election fraud. So now, Kevin McCarthy, who's the leader of the Republicans in Congress, now they're trying to say, you know what we need? We need unity. Let bygones be by. It's been days since we voted against the legitimate election. It's been days since our followers stormed the Capitol in an illegal insurgence. So what we need now is unity. Why are we pointing fingers? Fuck off. Okay, this is the new thing, right? This is not who I am. That's not who I am. Every time they drop an N-bomb or some racist crap, that's not who I am. Now the Republican Party is like, this is not who we are. It's the new thoughts and prayers. Remember back when schools were open, and the only thing that stopped school shootings is the pandemic, which closed the schools. But if you remember, when we used to have our monthly school shooting, the first thing they would say is, we send our thoughts and prayers as we head over to the NRA to pick up our monthly check. Okay. Now it's, this is not who we are. This is not who we are. Well, this is not who I am. Yeah, I know I'm doing it. I know you saw me doing it. You understand I'm a Republican senator, so I don't really understand how the internet works. So I didn't know that you have everything I ever said recorded, but it's not who I am. And you know what? It's who they are. Maya Angelou famously said, I'm paraphrasing, when someone tells you who they are, believe them. Ted Cruz, you told us who you are. We believe you. Mr. McCarthy, the Republican Party has told us who they are. I believe them. I have no sympathy. I have no empathy for these people. No, and again, everyone said it from the beginning. Well, not everyone. Fox News is still saying it was Antifa. No, it was Antifa. So not everyone's saying, but they're like, had black protesters done this, had brown protesters done this, had Muslim protesters done this, we'd still be counting the bodies. They would have opened fire right away. You've seen the pictures of the Capitol Police when there was a Black Lives Matter protest in Washington, D.C. They were in full military gear. I'm going to guess at least 100 of them standing on the steps of the Capitol, armed, bulletproof vests, camouflage, fatigues, the whole bit, standing on the Capitol. And if you'd have stepped foot, if you were black and you hit the bottom stair on that staircase, you know your ass was at least getting the hell beat out of you, if not just shot. You know that was going to happen. But black people are not asking to shoot these anarchists, these white anarchists. What we're saying is, don't kill us. Do you understand the difference? We're not saying you should kill them. We're asking that you don't kill us. You know, maybe Colin Kaepernick isn't the most un-American person in history for taking a knee on a football field as opposed to breaking into the Speaker of the House's office. But by the way, that asshat is only charged with crimes adding up. It's only going to be 1 year in jail if he gets the maximum. If is the big word. But that's what we're saying. Stop killing us. That why is that so difficult? On and on, there are articles about these people, individual ones getting charged, losing their jobs, and so on, which is all good. Now let's talk about some of these resignations. Like Betsy DeVos resigns after this, saying, "Oh, it's too much." Really, Betsy? Really, is this what crossed? Well, you know, Betsy DeVos actually ran education, and she doesn't have any, so she doesn't know anything about history. So she thinks they should. Wow, this is a terrible thing. Didn't see this coming. Yeah, fine, Betsy. Same with the woman who was Melania Trump's chief of staff or whatever, who resigned. Like, yeah, after fuck Christmas last year, that wasn't enough. But now, suddenly, there's well over 9 days left, and I'm going to resign in protest. yeah, whatever. On a personal level, I have heard from friends in the UK. I've heard from friends in the Netherlands. Obviously, I've heard from friends in Canada, basically saying, what the hell is going on? They ask if I'm safe. I'm fine. I'm a man. These clowns don't attack men, so I'm fine. Nothing to worry about. But they're like, what the hell is going on with your country? This is what we get. This to those saying that this is somehow new or surprising, I believe Hillary Clinton told you there were deplorables in 2015, maybe early 2016. Turns out she was right. Yeah, so there's nothing new here. There's no shock here. There's nothing, oh my God, where did this come from? This has been building for 4 years, and he's been priming the pump of these idiots, and now they exploded. And the Boogaloo Boys are threatening much more of this coming Sunday before the inauguration next week. They're saying Sunday they're going to be armed and protesting and marching all over the country, and the FBI is aware of it. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if they're going to actually send out law enforcement, or just like the Capitol did, send law enforcement to open the gates and take selfies with the anarchists. Yes, that was happening. Again, you've seen the pictures. So let's not pretend this isn't us. And when I say us, I mean America. Let's not pretend these aren't American citizens and we didn't see this coming. I have said it before. I will say it again. They're always quick to yell about black on black crime. Well, I'm calling for white on white solution, because there's no one else these people are going to listen to. These are your cousins. These are your brothers. These are your sisters, like that woman who called out her mother and her aunt and uncle. These are your people, and they're only going to listen to you. So whether it be through shaming or pressure or whatever it takes, white people need to stop white people, because they're not going to listen to any black people on this. They still don't think black lives matter. God forbid they get hit with black intelligence. White on white solutions. You need to talk to fellow white people about their racist actions. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you may or may not know, I'm not a fan of Arnold, because Arnold did this in California, okay? And Arnold becoming governor of California, like Trump was just the next extension of Arnold becoming governor of California. Make no mistake, Arnold had no idea how to do the job, had no idea what the job entailed. He's used to having absolute control, and he thought he would go to Sacramento and have absolute control. And he ran into, once again, these guys. This is why they say, oh, we don't want a politician. Well, you need someone who knows how government works. Arnold didn't know how government works, so he goes in. Suddenly, he has to deal with the California legislature, and he has to learn about compromise and this and that. He ruined the schools. The prisons grew. He was part of that privatization of prisoners to help his friends make money. So I'm no big fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger when it comes to politics. But he did talk about how his father was a Nazi and what's going on with the Trump administration. This is how Nazis work, and this is how Nazis become popular and normalize it. So I guess that's a good thing. I guess if that's a voice people are going to listen to, then good for him. I'll say that. Good for him, because maybe white people will listen to Arnold. Maybe they'll listen to Arnold. They damn sure didn't listen to Barack Obama or John Lewis or Maxine or anybody. So maybe they'll listen to Arnold. And if they do, then I guess that's good. Sorry I went on my personal rant there, but hey, it's my podcast. I'm allowed to go on my rants. I will say that if you ask me about it next week, I won't say that I was having a sandwich under the tree and whatever that voice was on my podcast. That's not who I am. It's who I am. Again, every topic leads to another topic. It goes on and on. There, I will say this. There are good people in the world. There are good people in the United States. The good people far outweigh the bad people. The intelligence far outweighs the stupid. Unfortunately, as I've said numerous times, stupid don't get tired. So we have to do battle it. I posted a quote today. Werner Herzog said, "Dear America, you are waking up as Germany once did to the awareness that one-third of your people would kill another one-third while one-third watches." I'm not going to go into the U.S. becoming Nazi Germany. I don't buy that narrative. But I will say that the one-third, and it's not even one-third, it's not. One-third of this country isn't white supremacists. Is one-third racist out of ignorance and fear? Yeah, I can believe that. But I'm not going to believe one-third is, racist out of ignorance, fear, and tradition. But I'm not going to say one-third is white supremacist. But I will say that one-third of the country is watching this and doing nothing. And that white supremacists would love to kill one-third of our country, being the black people, the Latinx people, the Muslim people, the other, whether it be other because of immigration status or sexual orientation or lifestyle or whatever, they would love to kill one third of the population. So, and one third is watching. So stop watching. Call it out. Now, I got a friend. He wants to buy. I love this guy. He wants to buy a CO2 powered gun that fires rubber bullets. He wants to take matters into his own hands. And I'm not saying that. Please don't get a rubber bullet or a pellet gun or anything and point it at a cop, because you will be killed. Don't do that. But it's funny to me, like, the extent to which he takes it. He's probably my only white friend that I have to talk down from protesting for Black Lives Matter, because I don't want to see him get killed. I love this guy. Kudos to the Cleveland Browns for winning a playoff game. It's great. I know it's completely unrelated to anything, but it's historic, so good for them. I'm going to close this up with a story. This is something I saw yesterday. So yesterday, Sunday, I ride motorcycles with my buddy, Chris, and we, after riding through canyons in California, we ended up in an area called Santa Clarita, also Valencia. It is a very Stepford white suburb. I lived there briefly from 06 to 09. It was when I made the brilliant real estate decision of buy high and sell low. I bought the house in 06. It was a fantastic house. I hated living in that area. I hated living in that suburban cul-de-sac area. There are a lot of cops that live up there. It's obvious. It's very white, and I could go into how I ended up there. It seemed like a good idea at the time. We'll just say that. But big mistake. So I got out. But anyway, that's where we ended up. It's at the foothills of some great canyon roads. So we're sitting in a parking lot on our motorcycles eating lunch, because you can't sit at restaurants in California right now. And we're watching people pull into this parking lot. And ironically, it's called the Town Center Mall, and this is across the street from the mall, and it is kind of town center for I don't know what you'd call it, subdivision, town, whatever it is. So anyway, young people, mostly I'm going to say college age, and a lot of girls, women, let's say early 20s is what I'm going to guess. And they're getting out the cars, and they have signs like Black Lives Matter, defund the police, anti-white supremacy. And I'm telling you, in this area, these are young people protesting against their parents, because these are their parents' thoughts and ideas. And this area is populated by white flight. So they're protesting their parents. Being young girls, they're dressed like young girls. It's 75 degrees outside. They're wearing their t-shirts, tight little crop, some of them little crop shirts. One girl had on shorts with thigh-high stockings, whatever. It's what they wear, right? So we're sitting in the parking lot. They're on the other side of the little restaurants and buildings and stuff. And, you know, we noticed them getting out of their cars walking by. And then we just hear a loud crash. And as my friend Chris pointed out, there was no screeching of brakes. There was just a straight-up crash. And there was a bad accident at the corner, and they cleared it. And you see all these protesters. It wasn't all girls. It was young guys, too, and some older adults. But anyway, they're all getting back in their cars and leaving. And I said to Chris, you know what happened? Some guy was looking at these young girls, and he drove right into another car. And then he goes home and says, damn, those Black Lives Matter. I'm not sure that's what happened, but I can guess. One other story. The 22-year-old, and I don't have her name in front of me, and I'm not even going to look for it, because she's not worth naming, but you know who I'm talking about. She attacked a 14-year-old boy in New York. She lives here in California. She was being interviewed on Good Morning America, no remorse. She's like, I'm just a young girl. I don't know why they're going after me. Just, she's the epitome of white privilege. She got arrested. She's going to jail in New York, and it would be a beautiful thing if she was sent to Rikers Island. But, because you don't disrespect Gail and go to Rikers Island and get away with it. That ain't going to happen. You will learn some respect. But it's just another example of the insane level of white privilege that's going on. We have to do something. It's boiling over. It's blowing up. Whatever. Listen, we are better than this. When I say, I truly believe not all of America, but there's a percentage of America that's better than this. So the one third watching, tap them on the shoulder. Tell them it's wrong. Shame them, embarrass them, challenge them. Tell them this is your country and stop fucking it up. We hold elections. We're supposed to be the light of democracy to the world. The light of democracy to the world does not have a guy wearing a furry hat with horns smashing into the Capitol. I don't know what else to tell you. Thank you for listening. I will do a better, hopefully I have a better podcast next week. I don't want to have the inaugural podcast be the blowing up of the White House or who knows whatever the hell else these idiots might do. Stay safe. Wear a mask. It's a shame that the attempted overthrow of the government pushes the pandemic out of the news. I don't know what to tell you. Look for a laugh. Look for a smile. Take a break from the news. Be kind. Thank you. Who's paying attention? You are, and I appreciate it.